anything you can tell us about Miles Garrett's
He's everything. Coach Jackson handled all the injury stuff from that side right there, but Miles is everything we expected.
Did you think did it hurt him at all that he hasn't been able to go every day 100%?
Well, everybody got to learn the techniques just like everything. It's new. It's what we teach and all the stuff right there, but he'll be fine.
You looked at what Emmanuel Ogbet did last year. What did you see?
Well, I didn't watch a ton of stuff from Emmanuel and stuff, but when I got in him, just watching him in there, he's a classic left end to me, and I think he's going to be pretty good for us. You know, he's learning to start. He's learning to put his hand back in the dirt set and playing up, standing up as a linebacker, getting back to his home stuff, what he did in college and stuff. I think there's nothing but upside for him.
What have you seen from Danny Shelton
I've been working Danny, you know, just because we cross-train and, you know, everybody got to learn two positions and stuff. But Danny has had a good camp. He's buying into what we're trying to teach and stuff, and he's motivated to be the best he can be. I think he's going to be pretty good.
This team traditionally has struggled against the run. So what can the defensive line do to make that better?
Well, we have to do like all defensive linemen have to do. We have to knock the line of scrimmage back just to give ourselves a chance to win. And that's the basis of the key thing that we're trying to emphasize more and less is trying to create new line of scrimmage.
Just to follow up, so when you look at the film from last year, I think it's like they gave like 4.8 yards to carry. What did you see that could be
Well, it's a totally different style in there. When you're playing a 34 front, you mostly got bigger guys in there and your three down linemen, and they're playing, you know, taking on blocks and having the backers run free. So we're doing a little bit more different. We're a little bit more aggressive in there. We're attacking a little bit more than the traditional 34 fronts. We're a 4-3 front.
This is Danny's third year now. Mm-hmm. Based on what you know or you've seen of him, what's next for him to get to that next level?
Well, he just has to be more dominant and all the stuff right there. He's starting to show it, and he's showing it at practice and all the stuff. You know, you want to get to a point where you have a guy like Danny Shelton. He's got to demand double teams, and that's where we want to get it to.
When, you know, obviously Miles is the number one pick. When you see him go down like he did yesterday, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, it's always, you know, you don't want to see nobody get hurt at any time, any place. But, you know, it's one of those things that football has injuries. So, you just have to keep going, and you know, the next guy has to come up and step up and play.
We won't. I mean, I respect what you're saying about ask Coach Jackson. We won't get to ask him that tonight. Is there anything you can?
No, I can't speak on injuries. See Coach Jackson.
Nate Orchard's made the transition back to defensive end. What have you seen from him getting back in his comfort zone?
Nate has made a lot of progress. He's like Emmanuel. You know, he's made a lot of progress. I moved him around a lot of different places just to see what he can do and all the things right there. And I think he got a lot of upside on his stuff because he's back to a natural position for him playing defensive end.
What has Larry shown you so far, and where does he fit?
Larry is that cross the guy who can play nose, he can play three technique. You know, he's still young in the business as learning playing football, because you think about it, he's only played a total of 6 years of football. So he's got a lot of learning to do, but he's putting the work in, he's studying, and he's trying to learn the craft of being a defensive lineman.
Are you familiar with his story, how he was 350 pounds when he was 16 years old?
Yeah, I was a little familiar with it, and he's done a great job of transforming his body from a little fat kid to a big, muscular man.
What does that tell you something about a guy's personality and work ethic?
You can see that right there. Larry's a very serious guy and all the stuff right there. He knows, you know, that he has to be serious about his business because he has a lot of catching up to do, you know, because he hadn't played as much football as a lot of these guys have. Most of these guys have played since they were 8 years old or something like that. You know, he started playing in high school. So he's got a lot of catching up to do, but he's putting the work in, and he's getting better every day.
Went to college to the NFL. I mean, Browns players, but what have you seen?
He's made progress. You know, you can see what the stuff he's done in college and stuff right there, but he's made progress. Every day he's gotten better. He's learning how to use his hands better instead of just being a big brute and all the stuff. He's learning how to play with his hands better. He's still got a long way to go, but he's gotten better every day.
How
How valuable is Desmond Bryant in a position group with so many young guys?
Well, you know, Des brings a little bit of veteran savvy into the room and stuff right there. He knows how to play the football game already. He just got to learn how to play it our way.
Carl, missing time last year with, I think, the broken hand. Do you see him on the same kind of thing as Emmanuel, where he can be a guy in the end for you?
He's going to be a guy who I think is going to play for me a lot. You know, just like Emmanuel, I think we're going to play because we use a rotational system. So I think he's going to have a chance to play a lot for us. You know, he's come a long way. He still got to get a little stronger. He still has to be more violent, but he's come a long way from the guy I saw on film to the guys that stepped off the field today.
How has he come? Like strength-wise? Or?
Strength, violence, all the stuff that you got to have to play this game. He's stepped up his game and all the stuff there, especially his last 3 days.
What did you see from Caleb Brantley when you were studying the draft that made you guys want to?
Caleb is a unique personality, a unique player. I mean, he shows first-round talent at times, and then he shows somebody who shouldn't be playing as other times. And my job is to get him to play at a consistent level, high level.
Is that effort you're talking about? Or
effort, all the stuff in there. He's just like every young player that comes in this league. They got an ideal about what they want and what they think they can do, but you have to learn to play it the way we want you to play it.
Are you getting through to him, or is it difficult?
Absolutely, he's getting through it. He's from the time he stepped in from minicamp until he stepped off the field today, it's night and day.